If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Helping you keep up with your home. Tips, advice, and hacks. It's The Feed.
All right, it's Wednesday in The Feed, which means we have something helpful lined up for you, all you homeowners and renters, too. So whether you're dreaming of those poolside afternoons that hopefully are coming soon, or just getting into your backyard and getting ready for summer, joining us, our favorite local realtor and home expert, Susie Calabrese. You can find her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT. Susie, welcome back.
Thanks, Kevin. Always fun to be here. And I can't believe we're already talking about pool season.
I know, right? I feel like a lot of people are getting their pools prepped, even though it's a little bit chilly going into Memorial Day. But I feel like everyone's getting ready for pool season because you have to be ready for it. It kind of snuck up on us a little bit. But let's get right into it. If someone's getting ready to open their pool for the season, what's the first thing they should be thinking about right now?
Number one has to be safety, right? Mm. I mean, before you even take the cover off, check your fencing and gates that they're in good shape and that they meet all the local safety codes in your town or city. And especially if you've got kids in the neighborhood, you know, you're thinking beyond just yourself, right? And what other people can kind of get onto your property because you would be ultimately responsible. So a self-latching gate goes a long way. And I know they make, you know, special kinds for people that have pools. So something to look into.
Yeah, the safety is such a huge, huge thing, definitely. And what about the prep work itself as far as the pool?
Yeah, so once safety's in check, you know, it's time to clean and inspect your pool. You want to clean off the debris from the cover before removing it. Check for any damage and make sure your pump and filter system are working properly. You want to start with a clean pool, not just clear water. And definitely shocking the pool after filling it helps before that first swim.
Right, so this isn't like my kiddie pool for my kids. Just add water and dive in. It's a little more complicated than that.
Wouldn't it be nice if it were that easy, right? But even if you hire a pool service, it's still smart to understand the basics, like keeping pH levels balanced, checking the chlorine, and making sure the filter and skimmer are doing their jobs. And also, by the way, questioning your vendors, right? Making sure that they're doing all the things that need to be done and not just assuming because you're having them open the pool that they're taking care of everything, right? But a little maintenance goes a long way toward avoiding bigger issues later on, because if you don't have that water set, you're going to have to drain the pool out and then re-put water in. You want to avoid that. One other thing too, Kevin, is you want to make sure you don't forget pool rules, especially if you're planning on having guests over. And when I think about kids, I think about they constantly need those friendly reminders. So you can always post them somewhere where they're visible. Like simple things like no running, no glass near the pool, no unsupervised swimming. Like if a parent's not around, you're not taking a dip. If you're planning to host bigger pool parties this summer, I have a fun idea that it might be worth taking the extra precaution. So a friend of mine hosts like epic backyard bashes, and last year she hired a local but qualified like high school lifeguard who was CPR certified to act as like a more formal lifeguard during the party.
Oh, that's fun.
And it was a real game changer because parents could really relax because they knew there was someone with eyes on the pool at all times, and it made things definitely safer and more enjoyable for everyone.
Yeah, I love that idea, and I like the idea of posting the rules too, just for the whole season on a sign or some sort of fun thing near the pool. Those are both great ideas. And anything that renters or people with shared pools, or maybe someone in a condo complex, what they should keep in mind?
Definitely, because that's very common as well. So respect the shared space, you know, clean up after yourself, follow the posted hours and rules, and teach your kids to do the same thing. Because I think sometimes people will just like send their older kids to go use a pool, right? And then, you know, you're not really there to monitor it. So just because it's not your backyard doesn't mean you shouldn't treat it like your own.
Yeah, these are all great tips when we're thinking about pool season coming up. We're talking to Susie Calabrese. Find her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT for more home tips. Let's get into Memorial Day weekend, which is only a few days away. So different ways that we can host at home without the stress, Susie, and how to honor what the holiday is truly about, too. It's always a big weekend, but what's some of your hosting advice?
As always, Kevin, keep it simple. You know, it's a long weekend. Everybody works really hard. Like, keep it fun by not needing to overdo anything. Like, number one, overbooking your weekend. And two, if you're having a barbecue, just keep it simple as the host. I always like to have out, like, a drink station for guests to help themselves. I'll usually put a cooler outside pre-filled with some grab-and-go things, so kids can get their own juice boxes or seltzers or water bottles. And I'll even make like a second cooler for the adults that has beer in it or seltzer waters for them, or, you know, sodas. And prepare an easy menu for food. Like, you don't need to overcomplicate it. So if you're setting things up, folding chairs are just fine. You know, having string lights that you would keep out all season, and even having paper goods that can be festive, you know, like they're selling this time of year, red, white, and blue themes. But for menu, always think about like two sides and a main. You can always ask your guests to bring an app or a dessert, and that'll just help round it out. Less is sometimes more at these barbecues.
Yeah, I love that. And what about if you're the guest? So if you're going to somebody's party, any go-to kind of gift ideas for the host or the hostess?
Definitely. I feel like we're always talking, but like, be thoughtful, and hostess gifts are always the right thing to do. So even if you're bringing food, you know, a small hostess gift could go a long way. But keep that easy too. You can't go wrong with a potted plant. And remember that July 4th is coming up soon. So a patriotic something, whatever it is, maybe it's a dish towel or something like that, could be used again for 4th of July. So it could be a cute little hostess gift.
Oh, that's true.
Or even a candle with like a summer scent, something easy. If your host has a pool, you know, something fun like a pool toy to add to the collection could be fun. And if you're going somewhere where there's kids and you want to keep them busy, maybe just go pick up some chalk for them to play on the driveway. Like, it doesn't have to be big. It's just something that says thanks.
Nice. Yeah, I like that idea of extending a gift that extends through the summer for multi-use. And while the long weekend's fun, it's also important to remember what Memorial Day is really about. So how can people reflect on that in their celebrations too?
Absolutely. It's a great time to pause and acknowledge the people who've served and sacrificed. And you can do that by supporting a local parade, donating to a veterans group, or even just taking a moment of silence during our gatherings. You know, those are really small acts, but even something a bit bigger, like inviting over a neighbor who's lost someone in service, could mean a lot. I think there's a lot of power in community.
Yeah, that's definitely really powerful and so easy to do, too, if we just be more intentional about it.
Exactly. I think we do think about the barbecues, right? But I think the community connection matters. And attending your town ceremony or even just flying the flag proudly at your home, these small gestures keep the meaning of the day front and center while you're still enjoying time with your family and friends.
Absolutely. Susie, thanks so much for being here today. Great advice as always. And don't forget, you can find Susie on Instagram at SusieCal_CT. Thanks again, Susie. We'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Kevin. And I hope you have a meaningful and relaxing Memorial Day weekend.
Thanks so much, Susie. You too.